Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
JJ Cornish, bonjour. Very good morning to you, sir.
Bonjour to you, man.
Yeah, JJ, Gabon's president hospitalized in Saudi Arabia. A stroke, says the media, and not simply exhaustion, says the presidency. Is it? No, the man is tired. He didn't have a stroke.
Well, they're certainly reliable sources are saying Ali Bongo, who was in Saudi for the Davos in the desert, you know, that group that broke up because that very important meeting that Saudi Arabia hosted, and that broke up really because of the killing of Khashoggi in the consulate in Istanbul. Well, he was there, and now Ali Bongo, of course, came to power. The Bongos, Omar Bongo, his father, was in power from 1967 until his death in 2009. Ali Bongo took over. He won an election in 2016 that was marred by fraud allegations. There were protests. Parliament was gutted by fire. Now, you know, Gabon is, of course, the richest per capita nation in Africa because of the oil and the very small population. Ali Bongo's in a hospital in Riyadh still, and we don't know exactly what his condition is. These media people insist that he's simply exhausted, but it must be something to keep him there. And Gabon then in a state of flux as we wait to hear what has actually happened to the president.
Yeah, the thing is actually when the president reaches a point where he's either hospitalized or you know just suffering exhaustion and he needs a rest. I don't think these gentlemen take rest or take like time off, you know, which is so important for them. Moving on from that story this morning, JJ, EU renews sanctions against Burundi.
Well, these are imposed when Pierre Nkurunziza made a power grab 2015, sought an unconstitutional third term in power and won it. Very controversial, very restrictive measures have been brought in, not to mention sort of violence and human rights violations. The sanctions by the EU slapped on four people who were undermining democracy and were complicit in these human rights violations. The EU has said, well, there's been no progress or limited progress to changing. And so the travel ban and the asset freeze on Nkurunziza and three fellow leaders is renewed for another year. The EU looks at it every year.
And moving on from that story from Burundi through to the Al-Shabaab terror group leader runs for political office in Somalia. That should be a bit of a shocker.
Mukhtar Rabov was the second highest or the highest Al-Shabaab defector. He was number two in Al-Shabaab. And until recently, he was a target of a $5 million U.S. reward. But he broke with the hardliners. And last year, when there was that terrible truck bomb in Mogadishu killing more than 500 people, he donated blood to indicate, you know, that he disapproved of it. The Interior Ministry in Somalia said no to his candidacy. But, you know, there's such a flimsy government there that we wonder who actually has the authority to decide. The presidency is not saying anything about it. And the UN mission to Somalia, they also have remained silent on it. So it looks like he's probably going to get to stand. This very lanky, bearded man who used to praise terrorist leaders. And, you know, but he's just said, he can't have anything to do with these hardliners anymore. He wanted peace. It was un-Islamic what they were doing.
And that's our last story for this morning. Alassane Prochet, JJ.
Alassane Prochet, mon vieux.